We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, so there's this guy, Lee, named Drew Jarrell, who 5 years ago decided to transition to being a woman.
Okay.
This happened right here in the upstate in Boiling Springs. WSPA has this today. So this person is at their favorite restaurant, goes in, wants to use the woman's bathroom instead of the man's bathroom. Manager says, "This, you know, I'm not manager. Was it the owner or the man? Let me get this right. Oh, manager. Okay. The manager says, can't do that here. I'm sorry. You got to use the bathroom the way that you're born. Well, Jarrell is outraged by this, ignores the manager, and goes back into the women's bathroom again. That's when deputies were called to the restaurant. So here's WSPA's reporting on this. Take a listen.
I've always known all my life that I was a woman inside, and my clients and friends and family, however they react is however they react, because I felt like I had to be myself. It was either suicide or be myself.
She says she faced many challenges adjusting to a new life.
What am I supposed to do for the bathroom?
But found answers and comfort through a local group known as Gender Benders, who told her,
just go into the women's bathroom.
Jarrell says on Thursday she went to one of her favorite restaurants in Boiling Springs. On her way out of the women's bathroom, she was stopped by a manager.
He had told me that I was to use the bathroom in the way I was born.
Right before leaving, she used the women's bathroom again. That's when deputies were called to the restaurant.
It was pretty humiliating.
Jarrell shared with 7 News a video of a manager explaining she has to use the men's bathroom, citing it as the law in South Carolina.
Okay, so that makes Drew Jarrell mad. So just to prove a point, I guess, goes back into the women's bathroom against the manager's expressed wishes.
Right before leaving, she used the women's bathroom again. That's when deputies were called to the restaurant.
It was pretty humiliating.
Jarrell shared with 7 News a video of a manager explaining she has to use the men's bathroom.
Okay, so that's where we are. What the law, there is no law on this in South Carolina. And that's according to legal experts that WSPA consulted. There's also been no Supreme Court ruling on this. So what that means is, with no law, no civil rights laws, no ruling by the Supreme Court, that's the call of the business owner at this point.
Well, if it is private property, they can do what they want. And if people object to that, then they don't have to do business there. That's, you know, that's your right.
Yeah, but apparently, I get it. So this is being cast as an outrage, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, until this is legally resolved, I mean, I still have a lot of sympathy here, because when the manager says, don't do it, you're not legally in the right to do it. And then you go do it anyway. You go into the bathroom. The manager has asked you not to. And then you're shocked and appalled that the police are called. Well, I mean, you know, I can think of a lot of things I could do in a restaurant that the management would very quickly tell me, nope, you can't do that. Sorry. And then if I do it, I'm not going to be shocked and appalled that the police are called. That it's their space right now. There hadn't been any rulings on this. I don't have a lot of sympathy here. Manager told you no. Right now, manager's in charge, not you. And that's not my opinion. That's legal.
Well, I'm sorry, but if it's so humiliating, then why repeat the offense and then conveniently have a video of it, of being accosted by the manager again? So I'm sorry.
And if you're so humiliated, why are you on WSPA
News
7
exactly
talking about it?
And I know. And then why has this been on Facebook and all the other social media? And, you know, I get it. People are wanting to make a political point. And, you know, you certainly have a right to do that on social media if you want to. And, you know, if other forms of the media want to go along with that and help promote it, you know, that's fine. That's their call. But, you know, this, once again, if it's so humiliating, then why repeat it and why even stay?
And especially, you know, it'd be one thing if you went in there, right, and they see you and they call the police. That might be a little overkill, right?
Like, I agree.
Let's be human beings. Like, hey. Let's be good to each other, right? That would be overkill. But when the manager says, please don't do that.
Yeah.
And you've already been in there once. Yeah. They haven't called the police. They just want to have a polite conversation with you. And you defy the manager. You're on the wrong side of the law. Come on, you wanted the police called. This whole I'm going to do what I want attitude, because I got the rights and the other 99% of you don't. Well, I'm sorry you do that. And guess what? The police are going to be called, just like they'd be called if I disrupted the restaurant.
I've got to put this on a little bit on the I don't know if it's the manager or the owner. Why are you getting law enforcement involved? I mean, think about that, Tara. Seriously, why are you getting if you have someone who is creating a disturbance, unless they are physically, disruptive in physical contact with someone in the store, I would just say, listen, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to leave.
But they did, though. The manager did.
Well,
and then after that, he went back in the bathroom. So the manager didn't call the police the first time.
Go in the women's room or don't go in the, whatever one that they went into. They said not do that. But I'm talking about just leave the establishment and just tell them, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to leave. And if then they want to make an issue about it, that's fine. They can do that. But why get law enforcement involved? We get law enforcement involved in way too many things that have nothing to do with law enforcement in this country.
Yeah, I just disagree with you on that. I mean, if the manager had said, you know, had dealt with this the first time that he told Gerald not to do this and called the police instead of confronting Gerald, then I'd be like, you know, come on, let's just be human beings. Let's be good people and talk about it. But when that person defies you and goes in the bathroom anyway, when you told them not to, I'm sorry, I'm calling the police. I mean, I'm with the manager on that. That's just not cool.
I think it had to be the third strike for me before you get law enforcement involved. And it had to be something a bit more threatening than just, you know, somebody just say, I'm sorry, you're going to leave. You're not following what we ask you to do. This is private property. Sorry. Leave.
Let's see what the WORD family thinks. Let's jump on the line with Mike in Spartanburg on the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Tara. In this case, I agree wholeheartedly with you. You came to the point that I was going to make. That person, if we all know how long it can take the police to show up, right? So if this person was in the bathroom the second time after being told no the first time, then and the police showed up and told the person to leave, that person was camping out in the bathroom waiting to create a scene with the police to force their issue. To Lee's point, the other side of this, Lee, that I don't think we're thinking about are the other patrons in the restaurant. I know from work experiences where this has occurred, women do not like going in the bathroom where that situation has occurred, and they won't go there. So what do you do with a whole restaurant of patrons, women, who are not able to use the facilities because this person is creating a scene or camping out in there?
An excellent point. Do I want to go in a bathroom that a man is in, not by myself? No, I don't. And I don't care if that's a straight man, a transgender man, or any kind of man. I don't want to be in there as a woman. I will avoid the bathroom and I'll go to the bathroom somewhere else, but not in that restaurant.
So what is the manager to do? He doesn't have an option. She or he doesn't have an option. They have to call somebody without sending in a couple of thugs to drag him out of the bathroom.
It's just a shame it's come to this in the United States of America, Mike. Thank your phone call. Thank you for your phone call. You know what? Here's what'll be the kicker, Mike. Let's see if Drew Gerald, the transgender person, files a lawsuit. Let's see. Yep. Texter writes, he, she will sue. It's all about the Benjamins. That's what I'm thinking.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, a lot of people wanting to comment on Drew Jarrell, a man who wanted to use the bathroom at a local restaurant in Boiling Springs. He transitioned to female 5 years ago. Manager said, no, can't go in there. He did anyway. Police were called. Now he's humiliated and outraged that police were called. And I said, look, as a woman, there is no way I'm going into a bathroom a man is in. Period. End of memo. Not doing it. Not alone, anyway. I mean, if there's a lot of people in there, maybe. Otherwise, no. Forget it. There's no way. And you know where that comes from? There was a girl in Ohio. And by the way, you ought to hear this if you go to church. There was a girl in Ohio who, she was 9, and her parents, well, she's old enough to go by herself, they let her go. I watch parents do this at church all the time, and it scares me to death. They let her go to church. They let her go to the bathroom. There was a man waiting in there for her, kidnapped her and killed her. And we've had problems with this at my church. My husband has called more than once to report because he's gone into the bathroom, and this has been the men's bathroom, with our boys, and there was a guy hanging out in there. Just hanging out in there. Like for the whole mass. And so we do not, even my daughter, who is bigger than I am, my kids don't go to the bathroom by themselves, period. My boys or my girls. Not till at least my boys are old enough to fairly fight a man. So this goes for the boys' bathroom and the girls' bathroom. It doesn't have anything to do with transgender individuals. And the guy in the church didn't look transgender. He just looked like a guy who wasn't where he's supposed to be. And I watch parents do this, and I'm like, good God, Google bathroom, church, and kidnapped. It will scare the living daylights out of you. And the ones that aren't kidnapped have been sexually assaulted. It's just page after page after page after page. So, and they do. They go to places where people trust other people, and they hang out in bathrooms. Now, if I'm a woman, how am I supposed to distinguish that guy from you? Well, I'm in a skirt, so... Target has had a sexual assault by a guy in a skirt. The way I look at it as a woman, and maybe men don't understand, and I get it. I'm not as strong as you are. I'm not. I cannot fight you off. So if you are male, you're in the bathroom and it's me and you, I'm going back out the door. That's not because I'm biased. It's not because I'm bigoted. It's because this is reality. You don't think it's reality? Google it. Just Google it. Here's a man accused of sexually assaulting 6-year-old at church. They do this. They wait for the parents to send the kids to the bathroom. And I don't know who you are. I don't know. Drew Jarrell might be a great person who just thinks he's a woman, or he could be. I don't know by looking at you. And it is grossly unfair for you to expect me to just tolerate your presence in a bathroom. I wouldn't do that for a cis man dressed like a man. I'm going right back out the door. I don't know who you are. All I know is you're stronger than I am. Even if I had a gun with me, I don't want to take that chance. I'm out the door. Heidi in Saluda, North Carolina. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. What do you think about this?
So I totally agree with you. I was raised with 3 brothers, and I don't want to share the bathroom with man. And recently I was at the fair in Fletcher, North Carolina, at the Mountain State Fair. And I walk into the bathroom, and I thought I saw a man go into a stall, but I thought maybe it's just, you know, a lady who dresses more manly. And so when I came out, he's standing at the sink, and there were other women just standing around looking at him. And I said, what are you doing? You're in the women's restroom. Get out. And he said, as he's washing his hands, I didn't realize it. He was wanting a rise out of somebody, and he got one out of me. I screamed and hollered at him. And then he goes out and grabs his girlfriend's hand and walked out. There were policemen standing there, and I said, aren't y'all monitoring this? I mean, there are these porta-johns everywhere. So he didn't have to go into the women's restroom. He purposely did it to get some attention. He got the wrong attention out of me, but the officer, all he could tell me was, well, you should have kicked him in the gonads. And I'm like, what?
No, don't do that. That's assault. Is, they'll arrest you for that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But the thing is that bothers me is all these women that are, you know, talking about women's lib and how women are so defeated. A man transitioning over to a woman, they take rights away from us women. We fought hard, and these women that are not fighting for us and saying that it's okay are going against us.
Yep.
You got these women in sports who cannot even perform like a man. You're right. We're physically not able to do what men are. I don't want to be a man. I sure as a heck don't want my son to be no man, woman either. So it's wrong, and they know it. But I feel like these women live and these women that are screaming rights for, you know, all this, this transgender thing, a man transgendering to a woman is taking rights away from us women.
Yeah, especially if, you know, like I said, and Heidi, thank you for your phone call. For me, it takes away the use of the bathroom. Again, if there are a lot of women in there, a lot of witnesses, I might be okay with using the bathroom. I'm a pretty tolerant person. If it's just me and him, no. As long as he's in there, I'm not going in there. I don't know him. I don't know who you are. All I know is you're stronger than I am and we're alone. That's a recipe for disaster. This happened in Wake County, by the way. It's just one of these. Google it. Parents let the girl go to the bathroom at the Body of Christ Church on Spring Forest Road in Raleigh. 33-year-old William Coffey was waiting for a child like that. He covered the mouth of the victim when she attempted to scream and sexually assaulted her right there during the service. They do this. It's all over the country. Sex offenders. I'm just saying, this guy's a dude. I can't tell him and his intentions by looking at him. I'm not a Democrat, so I don't know what people think by looking at them. I can't tell what your intention is. Maybe you're transgender, you want to use that bathroom, or maybe you want to do something horrible to me or my kid. All I know is you're stronger than me, you're stronger than my kid, and I'm not going to the bathroom with you. And I think that's a completely reasonable position. But you can't say these things anymore.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Interesting text. Texter writes, this is about Drew Jarrell, if you're just waking up. A transgender individual was a man and transitioned to a woman 5 years ago, went into a Boiling Springs restaurant, wanted to use the women's bathroom there. Manager told him, nope, can't do it. He defied the manager, went in anyway. Police were called. He's outraged. Police were called. He feels he should be able to do whatever he wants. Right now, that's not what the law says. Supreme Court hasn't ruled on this. In the state of South Carolina, because there are no laws saying you can use whatever bathroom you want, it's up to the manager and the owner. So he defied the manager, said, no, I'm going to the women's room anyway, and the police were called, and he's outraged. Texter writes, if this is a democracy, as the Democrats are so fond of saying, how come the rights of the majority that do not want men in the bathroom, how come our rights don't matter? Wow. Okay. You know what? I should have set that up with a genius level text. That's a genius level text. Yeah, no, that's what they want. They want mob rule. They want the majority, right? Well, let's have it. Let's vote. Texter writes, Democrats support this stuff because their entire history has involved oppressing people. By forcing us back into the past, they groom us to be dependency voters. Texter writes, I have been waiting to get into the men's restroom, and out comes a woman who said, I'm sorry, but I could not wait. I understood, but it was a restroom with just one stall. Yeah, that's a little different. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. I've decided to refer to Flimsy Graham as Lipsy Graham. Nobody talks more and cares less than he does. Love the show. So says John in Albemarle, North Carolina. All right. Let's talk to, on the Eagles Advantage talk line, David on 385. Hey, David.
Morning.
Morning. What's on your mind?
It's amazing. Well, no, it's not. The minority, a very small minority, is ruling the world. And if you'll look in your Bible, what becomes right was wrong. And what becomes wrong becomes right. Definitely heading towards the end of the world.
Yeah. Sure starting to look like that, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, how can anyone in their right mind think less than 1% of the people should rule over all the rest of us?
Well, if they have liberal privilege, David, and that's what they're conditioning society. Look, Joe Biden can call the impeachment of Bill Clinton a political lynching, and that's okay. Joe's a liberal. Now, wait, if Trump does it. Now, that is racism. Liberal privilege. It's a conditioning mechanism. By the way, if you're just tuning in, we're going to get back into that in the 8 o'clock. The absolute outrage of this. And it shows you how much of your news is contrived. Oh, Trump, look at him. There he is on Twitter using words like lynch to describe impeachment. What an irresponsible guy using those words. How can we support him if he's so Oh. Joe Biden did the same thing? Huh. And no one cared? Wait. And you're telling me Jared Nadler, sitting Democrat, chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the House, he did it too? He used the word lynch to describe the Clinton impeachment? Yeah. He's a white guy, right? Yeah. In fact, five other Democrats, in addition to Joe Biden, used the word lynch to describe the Clinton impeachment. Was that a problem? No. No, it wasn't. Folks, you want to see how they're trying to codify this? This is a fascinating psychological study right now. I have it up on my Facebook page. I am fascinated by the psychology of this. This is a Newsweek article, right? And so what happens is Trump tweets out, this is a lynching about the impeachment. They go wild. Ah, Trump's a racist. Look at him. You can't use the word lynch if you're a Republican and you're white or you're a racist. And then to their credit, CNN points out, well, all the Democrats were using the term lynching back in 1998. It was pretty common to describe the Clinton impeachment. So you know what Joe says? He apologizes for using the term lynch, but says Trump, on the other hand, chose his words deliberately, so he's still a racist. I, on the other hand, am not. And I mean, he goes, oh, yeah, that makes total sense. So Joe knows what Trump was thinking. Uh-huh. I mean, Joe Biden, do you realize what happened here? Joe Biden, after Trump tweets, you know, this is a lynching about the impeachment. And it is. It's a lynching. It's a political lynching. Joe tweets that out. Tweets out that Trump is a racist for using the term lynching to describe it. And when it's pointed out to him by CNN, yo, Joe, that was the exact word you used to describe the Clinton impeachment. Joe says, quote, this wasn't the right word to use, and I'm sorry about that. Quote, Trump, on the other hand, chose his words deliberately today in his use of the word lynching and continues to sow racial divides in this country daily. Oh, okay. So what is he saying? Well, I'm a Democrat, though. I mean, I mean well on race. Those Republicans are racist, so we can't allow them to use terms like lynching. But when I do it, it's okay. When Jerry Nadler does it, it's okay. Here, you want to hear Joe do it? Wasn't any big deal back then.
What we're doing here is not.
Actually, that's the Democrats. Hold on, I'll play that in a minute. Here we go.
It seems to me that the process is being demeaned. Even if the president should be impeached, history is going to question whether or not this was just a partisan lynching or whether or not it was something that, in fact, met the standard, the very high bar that was set by the founders as to what constituted an impeachable offense.
As Lee brilliantly pointed out earlier, that is President Trump's argument exactly coming out of Joe Biden's mouth. And it was no problem back then. Lynching, you use that word. It's okay. But Trump does it. Oh, God, now that's different. That is totally a different. That's racism.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Take Texter writes, until a few years ago, South Carolina had a crime called lynching, which involves a group of people violently attacking an individual regardless of the race involved. Yeah, and Merriam-Webster, I went to look this up today, Merriam-Webster Dictionary, definition of lynch, to put to death as by hanging, by mob, action, without legal approval or permission. Says nothing about race. Yeah, and black people were most certainly lynched, and that was a terrible thing in the South by the Democrat Party. But listen, the Democrat Party lynched white people, too. Quite a few of them. And that's when they weren't beating people who they believed to be Republicans for coming to the polls. That was black people and white people. They also lynched several white Republican representatives over the years to the legislature because they were Republicans. And they were pretty equal opportunity, which is about the only thing you could say of the Democrats' reign of terror during that time. That's good. At all. It's equal opportunity about the lynching. To act like this is just a black person thing and that you're so offended he used the word lynch. Hey, you want to hear some more Democrats do it? Yeah, this is a montage from, of all places, MSN.com. This is a montage of Democrats describing the impeachment of President Clinton as a lynching. By the way, Jerry Nadler did it too. You know, the New York Democrat, the one who chairs the Intel Committee, but Pelosi decided, or the Judiciary Committee in the House, but Pelosi decided he was too dumb to handle the impeachment, so she gave it to Adam Schiff. That dude? Yeah, he used the word lynching to describe the Clinton impeachment. And that was okay. I mean, that was fine. And it was good because he's a Democrat. But Trump does it. Man, he's out of control with the Twitter. What? How could he use these words? Does he not think? Well, did the Democrats think when they all did it in 1998? Did anybody care? No. So why is it a problem when Trump does it? Because all this is contrived, folks. It's made up. They just made up scandals, made up controversies to distract from the fact they have no evidence of quid pro quo. And even if they did, it's not an impeachable offense. Which, by the way, I'm going to lay out in excruciating detail in the next hour. This thing is a joke. It's an absolute joke. But here you go. Democrats describing the impeachment of Clinton as a lynching.
We are doing, or what we are doing here, is not a prosecution, it's a persecution. And indeed, it is a political lynching.
I will not disregard the people who elected me. 70% of them have said to me, protect the president. Vote to keep this president in office. I will not vote for this lynching in the people's house.
And for those of you who say that this isn't about sex, I agree with you. This is about getting rid of the President of the United States. The whole idea is a lynch mob mentality that says this man has to go.
Pretty clear, I'd say. Yeah, lynching was fine. And you know why it was fine? Because it's not a racist term. It's a very general term. It's used regularly. I hear that term all the time to describe stuff in this heightened partisan environment. I see it all over the place. Texter writes, I don't understand this text. Texter writes, you're forgetting that Bill Clinton was our first black president. Oh, okay. Texter writes, Romney is a linchpin. Peter Delecto. Pierre Delecto, actually, I think it was. But see, now, okay, you just called Romney a linchpin. See, now, whether that was racist depends on if you were A, white, and B, a Republican or Democrat. Or, see, if you're a Democrat, it's okay. You meant well. If you're Republican, it is a problem. Texter writes, oh, I love this. Reporting on Democrat hypocrisy is like reporting that water is wet. You know, saying water is wet is racist if you're a Republican. I mean, it's not now, but it could be by Friday. Stay tuned.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.